ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सो द क्वेश्चन् वास् रेस्ड् हौ इस् इट् पासिबल् फार् the atma which is not away from oneself, not different from oneself, be attained. So the answer was given, no, attainment does not mean physically attaining the atma, Brahma here. Attainment is only in terms of knowing. Knowing is attainment. And not knowing is non-attainment. Is what we have not yet gone to the new lesson. I'm just repeating what was said in the page number 20. So what is attainment? What is non-attainment? Aptihi. Darshanam is aptihi. Adarshanam is anaptihi. Knowing is attaining. Not knowing is non-attaining. Therefore, attainment really does not mean physically attaining, it's only knowing, discovering. The answer was given in page number 20. And today I have to read the page number 21. Paramarthato brahmaswarupasyapi सतः अस्य जीवस्य भूतमात्राकृत बाह्यपरिच्छिन्न अन्नमयाद्धि आत्मदर्शिनः तदस्तदासक्तचेतसः प्रकृतसङ्ख्यापूरणस्य आत्मनः अव्यवहितस्यापि बाह्यसङ्ख्येयविषयासक्तचित्ततया स्वरूपाभावदर्शनवत् परमार्थ ब्रह्म स्वरूप अभव अभाव दर्शन लक्षणया अविद्यया अन्नमयादीन बाह्यान आत्मनः आत्मत्वेन प्रतिपन्नत्वात् अन्नमयाद्यनात्मभ्यः नान्यः अहमस्मि इति अभिमन्यते एवं विद्यया आत्मभूतमपि ब्रह्म अनाप्तं स्यात्. Okay, please all of you listen carefully. In this one whole paragraph, what Shankara Bhagavatpada says is how and why Atma is as though unattained. Why Atma is as though unattained? Why Brahman is as though unattained? Why Moksha is as though unattained? That he is explaining here. Brahma anaptam syat. The last, if you see, Brahma anaptam syat. Anaptam bhavati. Means absolute reality Brahma is unattained, ungained as it were. Why? What is the reason? The reason he says, evam, the last sentence I'm reading, avidyaya, avidyaya anaptam syat. Atmabhutam api. What is Brahma? Brahman is in the form of the self. Atmabhutam Brahma. Atmabhutam Brahma means the Brahman, the absolute reality, is already there as the self. Even though Paramatma, Parambrahma is already there as one's own self, Atma Bhutam Api. Anaptams Asti. Anaptam Syat, if you take it as Anaptam Asti, it is as though unattained. What is the reason? Avidyaya. Because of ignorance, due to ignorance, even though Brahman is already one's own self, still it is unattained as it were. This is the meaning of the last sentence. Avidyaya, Atma Bhutam Api, Brahma Anaptam Syat, Anaptam Asti, Anaptam Bhavati. தன்னுடைய சொரூபமாகவே பரம்பொருள் இருப்பினும் அடையப்படாததாக இருக்கிறது. This is the literal translation also. What is the reason? Parama Shankaracharya explains from the top, in the beginning. Okay, Paramarthataha Brahma Swarupaha. I'm going to read Brahma Swarupasyapi Sataha Asya Jivasya. So every sentence I'm going to do to nominative case so you can understand easily. See this jivaha, the word jivasya I'm taking first. I'm saying jivaha, kidrushaha jivaha. Kidrushaha jivatma. What sort of jivatma is this? Jivatma eppadi pattavanaga irukkiran? Jivatma, kidrushaha, what sort of jiva is he? First it is said, see paramarthataha, means absolutely. Paramarthataha, absolutely. Jivatma is Brahmaswarupaha. Sentence number one. Jivatma Brahmaswarupaha Asti. I'm adding Asti to make it very simple. Jivatma Kidrushaha Asti. Jivatma Brahmaswarupaha Asti. Next sentence. So Jivatma. See, Brahma Swarupam Yasya Jivasya Saha Brahma Swarupaha Jivaha. Brahma Swarupam Yasya Jivasya Saha Brahma Swarupaha Jivaha. Jivatma, whose essential nature is Brahman, he is said to be Brahma Swarupaha Jivatma. So it's the first adjective is Brahma Swarupaha. Okay, next. Jivatma is Sat. What is Jivatma? Jivatma is a thing but essentially pure existence. So, Jivatma happens to be Brahma Swarupaha. He is essentially Sat. So, Jivaha Sat. Jivaha Brahma Swarupaha Sat. Means Jiva, whose Swarup means Brahman. Therefore, who is Swarup means existence. Okay. Next sentence. Bhuta Matra Akrita Bahya. Bhuta Matra Akrita, not Akrita. Bhuta, oh, what's one compound? Bhuta Matra Akrita Bahya. Bhuta Matra Akrita Bahya. Parichinna, one compound, long compound. Bhuta matra krita bahya parichinna annamayadi atmadarshi jivatma. This is the third adjective. Who is jivatma? Bhuta matra krita bahya parichinna annamayadi atmadarshi. The third adjective. I'm converting all the possessive case sentences into nominative case sentences, the nominative case words. You can understand how many adjectives are there for the Jivatma. First I said, Paramarthataha Brahmaswarupaha Jivatma. So Paramarthataha Sat Jivatma. Third adjective is, Bhuta Matra Krita Bahya Parichinna Annamayadi Atmadarshi Jivatma. ஆத்மதர்ஷி means ஆத்மதர்ஷி means one who sees as ஆத்மா. So the ஜீவாத்மா who sees, what is it he sees as ஆத்மா? He says பூத மாத்ராகிருத பாஹ்ய பரிச்சின்ன அன்னமயாதி ஆத்மதர்ஷி. The one who sees all the five koshas. One who sees all the five koshas. Such as what? Annamaya, etc. Annamaya Adi. Annamaya Adi means Annamayaha. Adi Shabda stands for all the five. Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha. Okay, all the five koshas. So Adi Shabda stands for all the four koshas, rest of the four koshas. So Annamayadi Atmadarshi. Atmadarshi is an akaranta pullinga shabda. One who sees all the five koshas, five layers of personality as the Atma. Annamayadi Atmana. Annamayadin Atmaiva Pashyati. அவர் ஆத்மதர்ஷி. அன்னமயாதி ஆத்மதர்ஷி மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ சீஸ் ஆல் தி ஃபைவ் கோஷாஸ் சச் ஆஸ் அன்னமயா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் அன்னமயாதி கோஷாஸ்? ஹி சேஸ் பரிச்சின்னா பரிச்சின்னாக. அன்னமயாதய கோஷாதய பரிச்சின்னாக. Parichinnaha means all the five koshas which are subject to all limitations. Parichinna means limited. Five koshas are subject to limitations. Parichinnaha annamayadayaha means pancha koshas which are subject to all limitations are said to be parichinnaha. அன்னமயாதயஹ பரிச்சின்ன அன்னமய அன்னமயாதி ஆத்மதர்ஷி மீன்ஸ் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஹூ டேக்ஸ் தி ஃபைவ் கோஷாஸ் சச் ஆஸ் அன்னமயா எக்ஸெட்ரா விச் ஆர் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. அகெய்ன் வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் koshas which are subject to limitations? They are all products of elements, elemental products. Bhuta matra krita. Bhuta matra krita. Why bhuta matra krita? See, bhuta means physical body is a product of gross elements, grossified elements, whereas subtle body is product of bhuta matra, subtle elements. Therefore, what he says, bhuta matra krita means all these five koshas, annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, anandamayaha, these five koshas, you all know very well, five koshas are nothing but three bodies. What are they? They're all very well known products of gross and subtle elements. So made of gross and subtle elements. Just as pot is made of clay, all these koshas are made of krita, made of nothing but bhuta matra. The word bhuta stands for gross, matra stands for subtle. And products of gross and subtle elements. So bhuta matra kritani. Bhutamatrakritaha. Then there also what? Bahyaha. Okay? They're external. So these panchakoshas, kidrushaha panchakoshaha, please make a note. First, bhutamatrakritaha panchakoshaha. They're products of five elements, gross and subtle elements. Then bahyaha, they are external. Then they are subject to limitations. Parichinnaha. Okay, this. Now, what is objective here for Jivatma? பூத மாத்ராகிருத பாஹ்ய பரிச்சின்ன அன்னமயாதயா சரி அன்னமயாதி ஆத்மதர்ஷி இஸ் ஒன் லாங் காம்பவுண்ட். ஜீவாத்மா ஹூ சீஸ், ஹூ சீஸ் ஆத்மதர்ஷி மீன்ஸ் ஹூ சீஸ் தி ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பர்சனாலிட்டி, ஃபைவ் கோஷாஸ் சச் அஸ் அன்னமயா எக்ஸெட்ரா விச் ஆர் சப்ஜெக்ட் டு ஆல் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் விச் ஆர் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் அண்ட் விச் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிராஸ் அண்ட் சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஐ எம் வெரி ஹாப்பி வித் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் செட். ஓகே, see, you have to see, you have to see the compound within the compound. In fact, you have to say this way: bhuta matra krita bahya parichinna annamayadin atmatvena yaha pashyati saha. Bhuta matra krita parichinna annamayadi atmadarshi. This one compound. Kachan Atma. Now we've got third adjective now. So who is Jeevatma? Jeevaha. Paramarthataha Brahma Swarupaha. Sat Swarupaha. Bhuta Matra Krita Bahya Parichinna Annamayadi Atmadarshi. Third adjective. And a fourth adjective comes. Tad Asakta Chetas. The word is chetasaha. I told you already, I'm converting the possessive case sentences into nominative case sentences. Tad asakta cheta chetas chetaha otherwise means asakta che asaktihi yasya chitte asaktihi saha ஆசக்த சித்தஹ. The one whose mind is attached to those, தத் மீன்ஸ் தேஷாம், தேஷு, தேஷு அன்னமயாதிஷு. That word தத் stands for தேஷு, தேஷு அன்னமயாதிஷு ஆசக், தேஷு அன்னமயாதிஷு ஆசக்த சித்தஹ, ஆசக்தம் சித்தம் யஸ்ய தேஷு அன்னமயாதிஷு கோஷேஷு ஆசக்தம் சித்தம் யஸ்ய சஹ தேஷு ஆசக்த சேதசஹ. So you can say தத் ஆசக்த சேதசஹ is another adjective here. So ஆசக்த சேதஹ means the one whose mind is attached to or engrossed in those koshas, one whose mind is identified with, attached to, one whose mind is attached to those koshas, he is called tadasakta chetasaha chetas. The one who is literally speaking, the one whose mind is attached to those koshas, who is interested in those koshas. Tad asakta chetas. The fourth adjective, fifth adjective. Prakrita sankhya puranaha atma. Prakrita sankhya puranaha atma. Very interesting. This is prakrita sankhya puranaha atma means he, this jivatma is like who has to fill the place of the tenth, who has to fill the place of the missing person. Prakrita sankhya, sankhya means number. Prakrita sankhya puranaha atma. Jivatma is what? Sankhya Puranaha Atma means Jivatma is like the missing person who has to fill the 10th place. Sankhyapuranaha. Who is like the 10th person who has to fill the missing place. So Sankhyapuranaha, 10th place. Who is like the person who has to fill the 10th person's place. Sankhyapuranaha, Atma, Jivaha. Then next is Avyavahitaha. Avyavahitaha. Jivatma is avyavahitaha. Avyavahitaha means non-different. Not away. Non-different, non-separate, not away is avyavahitaha. Please make a note. Vyavahita means different. Away. Avyavahita, non-different, non-separate, not away. Avyavahitaha. Away from what? Brahma. So this Jivatma, who is non-separate, non-different, not away from Brahma, is called Avyavahitaha Jivatma. Make a note of the number of adjectives. So now I'm repeating again. Jivatma. Avyavahitaha. Avyavahitaha Jivatma, one who is not away from Paramatma, Brahma. Then, Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Next adjective of Jivatma is what? Bahya Sankhyeya. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Okay. Asaktam Chittam Yasya Saha Asakta Chittaha. Asaktam means the mind, the one whose mind is totally engrossed, involved, interested. All these meanings are there. Interested, involved, engrossed. Asakta. Asaktam chittam yasya saha asakta chittaha. The one whose mind is interested, involved, engrossed is called asakta chittaha. Okay. Is engrossed in what? Vishaya asakta chittaha. Vishayeshu asakta chittaha. The one whose mind is engrossed, involved, interested in objects. Which objects? Countable objects. Sankhyeya. Sankhyeya vishayah. Vishayeshu. Sankhyeya means countable, enumerable. Sankhyeya means countable, enumerable. Okay. Sankhyeya vishayeshu asaktam chittam yasya saha sankhyeya vishayasakta chittaha. The one whose mind is engrossed, involved, interested in the countable objects. What are the countable objects? External, bahya. So bahya sankhyeya vishayeshu asaktam chittam yasya saha bahya sankhyeya vishaya asakta chittaha. The one whose mind is engrossed, involved, interested in external countable objects. Countable objects, which means what? Plurality of the objects. The one whose mind is not involved in the non-countable, okay, the one who is is not interested in Atma, but one whose mind is interested in or totally engrossed in the external countable objects. He is called Bahya Sankhyaya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Bahya Sankhyaya Vishaya Asakta Chittaha. Next adjective. Okay, next. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavat is a compound word. Therefore, we make it proper. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavan Jivaha. We make it as an adjective. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavan Jivatma Jivaha. Kidrushaha Jivaha. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavan Jivaha. So swarupa abhava darshanavan means jivatma yasya swarupasya swarupa darshanasya abhavah asti yasya swarupa darshanasya abhavah asti సహ స్వరూప అభావ దర్శనవాన్ యస్య స్వరూపస్య స్వరూప దర్శనస్య అభావః అస్తి సహ స్వరూప అభావ దర్శనవాన్ మీన్స్ ది వన్ హు డస్ నాట్ సీ ది స్వరూపం ది వన్ ఫర్ హు ది వన్ who does not see the Swarupam, one who is ignorant of Swarupam. Swarupa Abhava Darshanavan, one who does not have the vision of the Atma, that's the meaning. Swarupa Darshanasya Abhavaha Yasya, the Swarupa Darshanasya Abhavaha Yasya, Swarupa Darshana, Swarupa Abhava Darshanaha, or Darshanavan, the one who has the absence of clear vision of the Atma. Next, Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Abhava Darshana Lakshanaya. The same thing is given one more in a way. Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Abhava Darshana. Darshanam also is there. Lakshana Avidya. Now, the next adjective is not as the adjective of the Avidya, ignorance. What is ignorance is said here? See, what is that ignorance he has? He said, ignorance is characterized by, or ignorance is in the form of the absence of vision of the absolute reality. Ignorance is in the form of the absence of vision of the nature of reality. Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Abhava Darshana Lakshana Avidya. See, this Jivatma is the one who has ignorance. Jivatma is ignorant. Jivatma has ignorance. What sort of ignorance does he have? We said, the one who does not have the vision of one's own Swarupam. There's one thing. Now, this Jivatma who has ignorance, the ignorance is characterized by, or ignorance is in the form of the absence of the vision of the nature of absolute reality. Paramartha, absolute, Brahma, reality. Paramartha, Brahma, Swarupa, the essential nature of absolute reality, Brahma. Abhava, absence, darshanam, vision. So what is this now ignorance? Avidya is equal to Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Abhava Darshanam. ஓகே தர்ஷனாபாவா அபாவ தர்ஷன லக்ஷணா அவித்யா தி இக்னரன்ஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி விஷன் ஆஃப் தி எசென்ஷியல் நேச்சர் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மா. That is what is ignorance. So what he makes it clear, the ignorance of the nature of reality, ignorance of one's own self is one and the same. Is it clear? What is avidya here? Avidya, ignorance of one's own self. Swarupa darshana abhavaha. Then Brahma's paramartha Brahma swarupa darshana abhavaha is one and the same. Okay, absence of vision of the essential nature of the reality, absolute reality, or the absence of vision of the one's own self is one and the same, which is what is said to be here, avidya. And by such an avidya, this jivatma is the one who has that ignorance. So because of that ignorance alone, is it clear? Are you all with me? Are you following? Okay. So, swarupa abhava darshanavat paramartha swarupa abhava darshana lakshanaya avidyaya. So, the person who is endowed with the ignorance of one's own self, thereby who is also ignorant of the absolute reality, such a person, what does he do? Annamayadin bahyan anatmanah atmatvena pratipadyate. I'm making a word, pratipadyate means this person, this jivatma, you can say pratipannaha. Jivatma is pratipannaha. Atmatvena pratipannaha. The jivatma is the one who has taken as the atma. Atmatvena pratipannaha. Taken as the atma. What has he taken as the atma? He has taken the anatma. All the anatmas. Anatmanaha is an objective plural. Anatmanaha. Atmatvena pratipannaha. Jivaha is the one who has taken anatmas, all the anatma aspects as the atma. What are the anatma aspects? Bahyan, annamayadin, bahyan, anatmanaha, atmatvena pratipannaha, jivatma. Next adjective. The jivatma is the one who has taken external koshas such as annamaya, etc., the anatmas, as atma. Annamayadin bahyan atmanaha anatmatvena pratipannaha. Next adjective was jiva. Jivatma is the one who has taken external anatma aspects such as annamaya etc. as the atma. Atmatvena pratipannaha. Why did he take it that way? Avidyaya. So the long adjective is what? Next adjective is swarupa abhava darshanavat paramartha brahma swarupa abhava darshan lakshanaya avidyaya annamayadin bahyan anatmanaha atmatvena pratipannaha jivaha. Long compound. Is the adjective, long adjective. Who is this jivatma? This jivatma, okay, who has mistaken the all the anatma aspects such as the external anatma aspects such as annamaya etc. because of the ignorance in the form of the ignorance because of the ignorance in the form of the absence of the clear vision of parabrahma absolute reality parabrahma also being endowed with the absence of the vision of one's own self. Okay, that's such a person. Mistakenly anatma as the atma. one here. Swarupa Bhava Darshanavate Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Bhava Darshana Lakshanaya Vidyaya Annamayadin Bahyana Anatmanaha Atmatvena Pratipannaha. Now, because of the treason, how will you say? Pratipannatvat. Due to the reason of mistaking the anatma as the atma, what happened? Annamayadi anatmabhyaha na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. The jivatma thinks, abhimanyate, the jivatma considers, abhimanyate considers. Every individual person, human being, thinks, abhimanyate, thinks, considers the self to be. What does he think? Aham na anyaha asmi. Anyaha na, na anyaha aham asmi. Iti abhimanyate. I'm reading the last sentence. Na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. Naan veru illai endru oru manidhan karudhugiran. Na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. I am not another. I am not other. Different from what? Annamayadi anatmabhyaha. I am not other than. I am not different from. Annamayadi anatmas. I am not other than the anat. I am not other than anatma, such as annamayaha, etc. Annamayadi anatmabhyaha na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. Put in Tamil. அனாத்மாவாக இருக்கின்ற அன்னமயம் முதலியவைகளில் இருந்து நான் வேறானவன் அல்ல என்று அவன் கருதுகிறான். அன்னமயாதி அனாத்மபியக ந அந்யஹ அகமஸ்மி இதி அபிமன்யதே. இதி அபிமன்யதே. நவ் all the sentences here are, all the adjectives are here in the possessive case. I converted them into nominative case for you to make out the adjectives. Is it clear now? Okay, now I can tell you here. Paramarthataha, absolutely, essentially, ultimately, what is jivatma? Brahma swarupaha. Brahmaswarupaha, Tatswarupaha, Bhutamatrakrita Bahya Parichinna Annamayadi Atmadarshi. All it is mentioned there, Atmadarshi, Atmadarshinaha, positive case. So, Paramarthataha Brahmaswarupasya Api Sataha Asya Jivasya Bhutamatrakrita Bahya Parichinna Annamayadi Atmadarshinaha தத் ஆசக்த சேதஸஹ ப்ரக்ருத சங்க்யா பூரணஸ்ய ஆத்மனஹ அவ்யவஹிதஸ்யாபி பாஹ்ய சங்க்யேய விஷய ஆசக்த சித்ததயா ஸ்வரூப அபாவ தர்ஷனவத் பரமார்த்த ப்ரஹ்ம ஸ்வரூப அபாவ தர்ஷன லக்ஷணயா அவித்யயா அன்னமயாதீன் பாஹ்யான் அநாத்மனஹ ஆத்மத்வேன ப்ரதிபன்னத்வாத் அன்னமயாதி அநாத்மபியா நான்யா அகமஸ்மி இதி அபிமன்யதே. ஏவம் அவித்யயா ஆத்மபூதமபி ப்ரஹ்ம அநாப்தம் ஸ்யாத். What an explanation here. Why further he explains, definitely பரமாத்மா பரம்பிரம்ம is one's own self. Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma, non-separate from Paramatma. Atma Bhutamapi Brahma. Brahma is one's own self. But still, it cannot be attained. But it's as though unattained, as though attained. As though unattained, as though not gained. Because of what? Avidyaya. Why avidya? What does avidya do? Avidyaya. Annamayadina bahyana anatmanaha atmatvena pratipadyate. I pratipannaha asti jivatma. This jivatma. He mistakes the anatma, external anatma aspects such as annamaya kosha, etc. as the atma. Because of the ignorance. And he also thinks, I am non-different from, non-separate from these anatma aspects. He taking them to be oneself, he thinks that he is those, he sees all the anatma, annamaya koshas, etc. as the atma. This is how, because of the ignorance, even though atma bhutam api brahma, even though Brahman is one's own self, it is as though unattained, ungained. Adayappadadhu pola irikkirathu. So already it was said, why, what is the reason why he is not able to see Brahman being Atma? Because the reasons are given. See, Atma Bhutam api avyavahitasyapi, same meaning. Avyavahitaha, even though Jivatma is not away from Paramatma, not different from Paramatma, one Jiva Paramatma alone is Jivatma, still, Bahya Sankhyaya Vishaya Asatta Chittataya, that's very important. Bahya Sankhyaya Vishaya Asatta Chittata Asti, Jivatmanaha. Jivatma has, you know, Jivatma has the, has in, Jivatma's mind is engrossed, interested in external countable objects. Innumerable objects. Countable objects. Bahya Sankhyeya Vishayasakta Chittataya. Because of is having a status of being the one who is engrossed in the external countable objects. He is Swarupa Abhava Darshanavan. He is not able to see his own Swarupam. Simple reason. The person is not able to see his own Swarupam because his mind is engrossed in the external objects. And because he is not able to see his own Swarupam, he is not able to see the truth of the whole universe, Paramatma also. Because seeing one's own Swarupam is seeing Paramatma. The reasons are given. Bahya Sankhyaya Vishaya Asakta Chittata he has. It means his mind is engrossed in the external objects. Therefore, what he is not able to do, he is not able to have the clear vision of his own self. If a person does not have a clear vision of one's own self, he cannot have, he is as good as having what? As well as not having a clear vision of Paramatma. Paramartha Brahma Swarupa Adarshanam also is there. Because of that. And this is what is called ignorance. And is what is ignorance? So not seeing one's own Swarupam, thereby not being able to see the Swarupam of the true absolute reality of the whole is Ajnana, Avidya. And because of this Avidya alone, he takes what? He takes all the external objects, anatma, such as annamaya, etc., as the atma. Atmatvena pratipadyate. So, atmatvena pratipannaha asti. Therefore, pratipannatvata, due to that reason, annamaya di anatmabhyaha na anyaha aham asmi iti abhimanyate. He thinks, I am non-different from, I am not other than these koshas such as annamayaha. Evam, in this manner, avidyaya, purely because of ignorance, even though Brahman is another than one's own self, still Brahman is as though unattained. Therefore, what is the final lesson? Brahman cannot be attained, need not be attained. Brahman is one's own self, but still because of ignorance, Brahman is as though not gained. Therefore, knowing is, discovering is attaining. It is not really physically attaining. Is it clear? Anyone? Next one. Okay. I'm just reading the Sanskrit alone, the English, the paragraph alone, then we can rest. You have to read it on your own. Even though this jiva, in reality, so paramarthataha means what? I want you to understand, paramartha is adjective. Paramartha means absolute reality. Artha means that which exists. It's all small, small information. Artha means anything which enjoys existence is artha. Paramartha means absolute reality. Paramartha. Absolutely real is called paramartha. So paramartha, taha, when you add, paramartha means reality. Paramartha taha is a fifth case. Becomes an adverb. In reality, in fact, paramartha taha. Or you can also say absolutely. In reality is the meaning. So in fact, in reality, even though this jiva is of the very nature of Brahman, he identifies himself as the physical body, etc., made of five subtle elements that are external to the self, and has a mind that is totally engrossed in the body, etc. This is like even a person who himself happens to be missing 10th man under discussion in the story. See, prakrita means under discussion. Even though he is never away from himself, avyavahita, he does not see himself as the 10th man. Due to a mind that is totally engrossed in the others outside, who are being counted. Similarly, this jiva, due to ignorance, characterized by non-perception of one's sorupam as Brahman, the ultimate truth, takes the external physical body, etc., that are anatmas as oneself, and then considers oneself not different from the body, etc., that are anatmas. Thus, due to ignorance, Brahman becomes something that is not gained, even though one is Brahman. Atma bhutam api Brahma anaptam syat. Brahman becomes something that is not gained. See, anaptam syat actually means anaptam asti. Tasyaivam tasya evam tasyaivam avidyaya anapta brahma swarupasya prakrita sankhya puranasya atmanah avidyaya anaptasya sataha kenachit smaritasya punaha tasyaiva vidyaya aptihi yatha tatha shutyupadishtasya sarvatma brahmanah atmatva darshanena vidyaya aptihi upapadyate eva. Sandhi, because the ekara gets stopped because of the sandhi. Aptihi upapadyate eva. So tasya, for such an ajnani jivatma, for him, tasya, appadipattavanukku, evam in this manner, avidyaya anapta brahma swarupasya. Now again, I'm going to make all of them into positive case into nominative case, so to just understand the adjective. Now, who is this jivatma again? This jivatma, avidyaya anapta brahma swarupaha. The jivatma is the one who has not gained the nature of reality because of the ignorance. Avidyaya anapta brahma swarupam. அவித்யயா அநாப்தம் பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் ஏன அயஸ்ய சக அவித்யயா அநாப்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபா, அறியாமையினாலே அடையப்படாத பரம்பொருளை உடையவன். So the one who has not gained பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் because of ignorance is called avidyaya anapta brahma swarupaha jivatma. The one by whom brahma swarupam has not yet been gained because of ignorance. First adjective. Second adjective, prakruta sankhya puranah puranasya atmanah. Prakruta sankhya puranasya atmanah. So, இது பிரகிருத சங்கியா பூரண ஆத்மா. So, he is the person who சங்கியா பூரண ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா means the person here. The person who fills up the 10th place under discussion. The one who fills up the 10th place under discussion is called பிரகிருத under discussion. Sankhya Puranaha fills the 10th place. The Sankhya means number. Respective number place. The place of respective number. Sankhya Puranaha. Who is this person? Prakruta Sankhya Puranaha Atma means this person, Jivatma, is the person Jivatma is like the person who fills up the 10th place under discussion. Okay, now avidyaya anaptaha. Avidyaya anaptaha. So avidyaya anaptaha, one who has not yet been gained or discovered because of ignorance. Avidyaya ariyamayinale innum adayappadadavan. Avidyaya anaptaha, the jivatma is like the person, the missing person who fills up the 10th place under discussion, and he is like the one who has not yet been attained, discovered, like that person. But he is not non-existent person, but he is already there. It is only because of ignorance. So, avidyaya anaptaha. Now, so sataha means one who is now. கேனச்சித்து ஸ்மாரித்தஸ்ய. சோ கேனச்சித்து ஸ்மாரிதஹ, ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் லைக் தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ரிமைண்டட். ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் லைக் தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ரிமைண்டட், ரிமைண்டட் பை சம்வன். கேனச்சித்து ஸ்மாரிதஹ, சோ லைக் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் லைக் தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஃபில்ஸ் அப் தி 10th place under discussion. This jivatma is like the person who has not yet been gained because of ignorance or discovered. The jivatma is like the one then who is reminded by someone later on. Reminded by someone, somebody else. Punaha, again, tasya. Punaha saha, tasyeva vidyaya, punaha tasyeva vidya, again, because of that knowledge alone, punaha because of that knowledge, because of the discovery of the 10th person, aptihi yatha, because of the discovery of the 10th person, yatha aptihi. Just as the 10th person is attained, just as the 10th person is attained by someone, he is reminded by someone, similarly, because of the knowledge, tasyeva vidyaya, because of the knowledge, he is attained, he becomes attained. Aptihi, this attainment of the jivatma, one's own self. Yatha, tatha, shruti upadishtasya. Tata, in the same way, Shruti Upadishtasya, see, Jivatma who is Shruti Upadishtaha, this Jivatma who is taught by the Shruti, Shrutya Upadishtaha, Shruti Upadishtaha, this ignorant jivatma who is taught by the Shruti becomes what? Sarvatma Brahma. Sarvatma Brahmanaha Atmatva Darshanena. This jivatma taught by the Shruti has the vision of the Atma being Brahman. Atma has the vision of the self of all the beings as the Atma. Sarvatma Brahmanaha Atmatva Darshanaha, this Jivatma. The Jivatma has the vision of the absolute reality, the self of all the beings as one's own self. Okay? And this Jivatma, who has the vision of the Paramatma as the self, being taught by Shruti, then what? Because of the vidya, vidyaya, aptihi upapadyate eva. Then because of this knowledge, Brahman is attained. Brahman becomes gained. So what he explains that first he said, what is aptihi, what is anaptihi? What is gaining, what is, so seeing is gaining, not knowing is not gaining. Then he explained what is not gaining and how when Shruti Upadishtaha, when being taught by Shruti, he attains the Paramatma as the self. Sarvatma Brahmanaha Atmatvena Darshanena Vidyaya Aptihi Upapadyate. Now this is attainment happens, attainment of Brahman happens in terms of knowledge. That is what is explained here. I'm going to read the whole sentence again. Tasya evam avidyaya anapta brahma swarupasya prakrita sankhya puranasya atmanaha avidyaya anaptasya sataha kenachit smaritasya punaha tasyaiva vidyaya aptihi yatha bhavati tatha shrutyupadishtasya sarvatma brahmanaha Atmatva darshanena vidyaya aptihi upapadyate eva. So in this manner, just as for that person who fills up the 10th place under discussion and who has not yet been discovered due to ignorance, there is indeed a gain of the 10th man is within, because not there in the month, this verse, by put within brackets. There is indeed a gain for the 10th man through knowledge when pointed out by someone. So too, I said, kenachit smaritaha. The smarita is a past passive participle, reminded. Kenachit smaritaha. When he was reminded of himself. Okay, he forgot to count himself. The person who was counting was missing the 10th person. He counted everybody else, he was missing himself. He forgot himself. Therefore, he was reminded. Kena chitta smaritaha. Reminded by someone. So, when pointed out by someone, when reminded by someone. So too, it is tenable, it is possible that for a jiva, so that yatha and tatha comes. Tatha, so too. It is tenable for a jiva who has not discovered the nature of Brahman due to ignorance of the self. There is a gain through knowledge. By seeing Brahman, who is the self of all as oneself, was oneself, in keeping with the teaching of the Shruti. Any doubt here? Is it clear or not? Okay. I wish I also completed teaching you samasas in the class. The grammar class, if I had already taught you samasas, then it would have been easy for it. It would be like eating a cake. It would be like a gulping rasagulla or jamun. Not difficult. It would have gone easily if I had taught you samasas. I taught you Sandhi, but samasam you have not started. That is why the compounds, if I taught you, I can make it more interesting for you. Because if I do too much of Samskritam, the people who are non-Samskritam people are also here. They will feel bored with that. I love to do everything. Anyway, we got the point, isn't it? Okay, next. Brahma vidapnoti paramiti vakyam sutrabhotam tasya valyarthasya. What I told you in the very beginning, now it comes in the proper order. I'm reading page number 28. Brahma vidapnoti param iti vakyam. This sentence, Brahma vid param apnoti. This sentence, vakyam, iti vakyam. The sentence is sutrabhutam. Sutrabhutam means what? It's a sutrabhutam. In the form of a brief statement. Brahma vid apnoti param iti sutrabhutam vakyam. Sarvasya valyarthasya. Sarvasya valli artaha valyartaha. Valliyaha artaha valyartaha. Tatpurusha samasam, that is. Valliyaha artaha valyartaha. The meaning of the entire chapter. The content, the subject matter of the entire chapter is said to be what? Sarvasya valyartaha. Sarvasya valyartaha. The content of the entire chapter is thus in the form of the aphoristic statement, brief statement in terms of Brahma vit apnoti param. Okay. Now I move on to next. Page number 29. Can I move on to page number 29? Brahma vidapnoti param. Don't worry. Shankara Vakpada, repeat. He'll see that by time complete bhasham, everything will go inside to the head. Don't worry. He will repeat the one sentence by the time he finishes his commentary upon this sentence. You all, even if you can dream and sleep and breathe the sentence, Brahma vid paramapnoti. Okay. Brahma vida. I'm reading page number 29. Brahma vidapnoti param iti anena vakyena ityanena vakyena. How many times you come across yan sandhi? Make a note of it. Brahma vit apnoti param iti anena vakyena. So by this sentence, Brahma vit apnoti param. By this sentence, vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa visheshasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa visheshasya sarvatah vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya sarvatah vyavritta swarupa Visesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidhanena swarupa nirdharanaya avisheshena cha ukta vedanasya brahmanaha bakshyamana lakshanasya viseshena pratyagatmataya ananya rupena vigneyatvaya brahma vidya phalam cha brahma vidaha yat paraprapti lakshanam uktam tat sarvatma bhavaha sarva samsara dharmatita brahma swarupameva sarva samsara dharma atita பிரம்மஸ்வரூபமேவ ந அன்யத் இதி ஏதத் பிரதர்ஷனாய ஏஷாருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. Now, the purpose of quoting a Rig Mantra is said in this sentence, in this whole paragraph. What is the purpose of presenting the quotation? So what is the Rig Mantra quotation? Rig Mantra is going to come later on. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That Rig Mantra is going to come. What is the purpose of presenting the quotation from Rig Mantra? What is the purpose of quoting the Rig Mantra in this context? That is explained in this small paragraph. Okay, first it is, he says, Brahma vitu apnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritaha பிரம்மணஹ அநிர்தாரித ஸ்வரூப விசேஷஸ்ய. He says, first we must understand ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய. What is the first purpose is what? ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய. It comes in the fourth sentence if you see. ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய. I want to understand. Nirdharanam means ascertainment, ascertaining. Do you see the sentence now? Kimartham Rig Mantrasya Ullekaha. See, Ullekaha means quotation. Ullekaha Kimartham. What is the purpose? First it is said, Nirdharanaya, Nirdharanartham. Nirdharanam means for ascertaining, for understanding, to ascertain, for ascertaining. Nirdharanaya. Okay. Kasi nirdharanaya? This following Rig Mantra is quoted mainly for ascertaining what? Swarupa nirdharanaya. For ascertaining one's own essential nature. Or you can say, for ascertaining the essential nature. Okay. For ascertaining essential nature of what? It is said, Brahmanaha. Let us come to the first sentence, second sentence. Brahmanaha swarupa nirdharanaya. For ascertaining the essential nature of the reality. Brahmanaha swarupa nirdharanaya. I'm taking it back to second sentence. For ascertaining the essential nature of reality. Brahmanaha is what? Positive case of Brahma. Brahmanaha paramparanudaya swarupate telivaha ariyumburtu. Brahmanaha swarupa nirdharanaya. Rik udahriyate, Rig Mantraha udahriyate, ullikhyate. So Rig Mantraha is quoted mainly for the purpose of ascertaining the essential nature of the reality, Brahma. Okay. Why it should be ascertained? Because it is said, what is that Brahman? What is the Brahman? Essential nature of which has to be ascertained. It is said here, anirdharitaha. Anirdharita swarupa visesham Brahma. Anirdharita swarupa visesham Brahma. அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ் ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் மீன்ஸ் த யுனீக் ஸ்வரூபம் த யுனீக் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அனிர்தாரித்தம் நாட் இட் அசர்டைன் அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷ ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்ம இஸ் நாமினேட்டிவ் கேஸ். ஓகே, சோ ஹியர் ஃபார் அசர்டைனிங் தி எசென்சியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்ம ஹூஸ் யூனிக் நேச்சர் ஹாஸ் நாட் இட் பீன் அசர்டைன்ட். அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி பிரம்மன் ஹூஸ் நேச்சர் இஸ் யூனிக் நேச்சர் விசேஷ ஸ்வரூபம் ஹாஸ் நாட் இட் பீன் அசர்டைன்ட். அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்மா. ஓகே, நவ் தட் அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷம் பிரம்ம வாஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். தென் சர்வத்தக வியாவிருத்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷ சமர்ப்பண சமர்த்தம் லட்சணம். ஓகே, நவ் நெக்ஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ். லிசன், சோ ஏஷாருக்கு உதாகிரியத்தே கிமர்த்தம் அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய. இது ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். திஸ் ரிக் மந்த்ரா இஸ் கோட்டட் ஃபார் அசர்டைனிங் தி எசென்சியல் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்ம விச் ஹஸ் த யூனிக் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் விச் ஹஸ் நாட் இட் பீன் அசர்டைன். இது ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய ஏஷாருக் உதாகிரியதே. மஸ்ட் மேக் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ், கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்ஸ். அனிர்தாரித்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய ஏஷாருக் உதாகிரியதே. காட் இட்? இஸ் எ கம்ப்ளீட் சென்டென்ஸ். டு கெட் இட்? ஓகே, திஸ் பிரம்மன் அகெய்ன் which was also kidusha brahma, we have to say brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritam brahma. Next adjective of brahman, first adjective is what? Anirdharita swarupa visesham brahma, one adjective number one of brahman. Second adjective is brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena வேத்யதயா சூத்ரிதம் பிரம்மா. சோ தி பிரம்மன், தி பிரம்மன் விச் ஹாஸ் பீன் பிரீஃப்லி விச் ஹாஸ் பீன் பிரீஃப்லி மென்ஷன்ட் பிரம்மன் விச் ஹாஸ் பீன் பிரீஃப்லி மென்ஷன்ட் ஆஸ் a reality to be known. See, vedyataya, as a reality to be known. Brahma, Brahman, which has been briefly mentioned as the reality to be known by the said statement, Brahma vid apnoti param. What is Brahman? First sentence says, what is, it's all adjective as Brahma. Finally, it is said, the Rig Mantra is quoted for ascertaining Brahman. Okay, which sort of Brahman? All adjectives of Brahman here. Brahman, which has been briefly mentioned to be mentioned as the reality to be known, reality to be discovered by the statement Brahma vid apnoti param. Brahma vid apnoti param iti anena vakyena vedyataya sutritam brahma. This is one's adjective. The Brahman has been sutritam, means what? Briefly mentioned. Please make a note, sutritam. Sutrayati. Sutrayati briefly mentions. Sutrayati is a verb which means briefly mentions. Sutritam briefly mentioned. What has been briefly mentioned here? Brahma. So Brahman, which has been briefly mentioned. By what? By the sentence. Vakyena. Brahma Vakyena Sutritam. Absolute reality Brahma has been mentioned briefly. See, mentioned briefly. Sutritam. Enna porul irukku? Surukkamaga sollappattadu. Sutritam briefly mentioned by a state sentence, by a statement vakyena. Which sentence? Ityanena vakyena. Engindra vakyathal. Briefly mentioned by a sentence in terms of Brahma vidapnoti param. But how was it said? It was mentioned briefly by a small sentence as a reality to be known. Vedyataya ariyappada vendiya purulaga surukkamaga Brahma vidapnoti endra vakyathal kurippidapatta parambarul. Is the clean meaning. I will give the best translation of the sentence. Okay, this Brahma, which has been briefly mentioned by the statement Mavidapnoti Param as the reality to be known. That Brahma, adjective number one. Second adjective is what already has said, first one. Anirdharita Swarupa Visesham Brahma. Number one, see second one. Now, third, okay, sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidanena. Now, the next sentence that is said, now, next purpose is said here. There's a lakshanam is given by the sentence that Rigmata person is lakshanam. What is that lakshanam? It is said, sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samartham lakshanam. Lakshanam means definition. So Brahman, which is of the definition. The Brahman, which is of the definition. And which definition? Lakshanasya means Brahman, which is of the definition. What definition it is? Now the definition is mentioned here. Sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samartam lakshanam. So here, Brahman, which is of the definition, samartham lakshanam, which is capable. Brahman is of the definition, which is capable of revealing. Differentiating, distinguishing, which is capable of differentiating, distinguishing Brahman from everything else. Sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samartham lakshanam. So Brahman has a definition, the definition of Brahman, which is capable of presenting the unique nature of Brahman being distinct from everything else. So this Brahman is of the definition, which is capable of presenting the unique nature of Brahman being distinct from everything else. Sarvataha, from everything else. Vyavritta, being distinct. Swarupa visesha, visesha, unique nature. Samarpana, presenting. Samartha, being capable. So this Brahman, which is of the definition, which is capable of presenting the unique nature of Brahman, unique nature of Brahman being distinct from everything else. This is the next adjective of Brahman. Avisheshena cha uktavedanasya brahmanaha vakshyamana lakshanasya visheshena pratyagatmataya ananyarupena vijneyatvaya. Again, one more adjective of Brahman. See, avisheshena cha uktavedanasya brahmanaha. So Brahman, which has to be understood, Brahman, which has to be understood as the very self, is avisheshena uktavedanaha brahma, uktavedanam brahma. And that Brahman, vakshyamana lakshanasya, visheshena pratyagatmataya, that Brahma, vakshyamana lakshanasya, the Brahman which is of the nature, which is going to be revealed by the definition. Brahman, which is of the nature, which is going to be revealed by the definition. And that Brahman, which has to be known as one's own self, pratyagatmataya, ananya rupena, as non-different from oneself, that Brahman, which is of the definition, which is going to be revealed by the definition, which is of the nature, which is going to be revealed by the definition, which has to be known as one's own self, as non-different from oneself. Vijnayatvaya, which has to be known as non-different from oneself, as one's own self. Pratyagatmataya, as the self. Ananya rupena, as non-different from oneself. Vijnayatvaya, has to be known for that purpose also. Brahma vidya phalam cha, Brahma vidaha, yat paraprapti lakshanam uktam. And also, the benefit of the knowledge, the benefit of knowledge of the hour of Brahman, which is in terms of attainment of moksha, absolute end, that also, sarvatma bhavaha, sarva samsara dharma atita brahma sarupameva, sarva samsara dharma atita brahma sarupameva nanyate. It means, what is sarvatma bhavaha? This, the having the status of being the self of all is nothing but seeing the self being free from all the defects of samsara. Sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupameva nanyat. So Brahman is of the nature of being free from all attributes of samsara. It yet pradarshanaya, for showing this factor alone, esharik udahriyate, this rit mantra is quoted. So the purpose of quoting rit mantra is presented in this manner here. Brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha anirdharita swarupa visheshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupa vishesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidhanena swarupa nirdharanaya avisheshena cha uktavedanasya brahmanaha vakshyamana lakshanasya visheshena pratyagatmataya ananya rupena vijneyatvaya brahma vidya phalam cha brahma vidaha yat paraprapti lakshanamuktam tat sarvatma bhavaha sarva samsara dharma tita brahma swarupameva nanyat ityetat pradarshanaya esharik udahriyate. So the three purposes are mentioned here. First purpose is for revealing the essential nature of reality, Brahman, one thing. Second thing, to make us understand the benefit of what is Param. What is Param? To understand the benefit of the knowledge of the Brahmavit. So what is, to understand what is Param, to understand what is Brahman, to understand how to recognize Brahman, are various Brahman available for recognition. For these understanding answer for these three questions, this Rig Mantra is quoted. That is what is briefly said here. Not briefly, but the long component is said here. So this Rig Mantra, Tad Esha Bhyukta, is quoted for the following three purposes. The first purpose is to ascertain Swarupam of Brahman by presenting a definition of Brahman that has been briefly taught as a reality to be known by the sentence Brahmavid Apnoti Param. But the unique Swarupam of Brahman has not yet been ascertained, and the definition is such that it is capable of identifying Brahman's Swarupam by distinguishing it from everything else. Secondly, it is meant to reveal that Brahman, which was earlier taught in a general way as something to be distinctly known, now as the very inner self. It is meant to reveal that Brahman, which was taught in a general way, as something to be distinctly known, now as the very inner self. It is to be known as non-separate from oneself. And this description is going to follow. Lastly, it is to point out that the result of knowledge of Brahman that was indicated for the knower of Brahman earlier as gain in the form of being the self of all, nothing else but gain of Brahman alone, that transcends all attributes of samsara, life of becoming. Lastly, it is to point out that the result of knowledge of Brahman that was indicated for the knower of Brahman earlier as gain in the form of being the self of all, Sarvatma Bhava, is nothing else but gain of Brahman alone that transcends all attributes of samsara, a life of becoming. So samsaraha is said to be life of becoming. Okay. And so Brahman transcends all attributes of samsara. Sarva samsara dharma atitam Brahma. Sarva samsara dharma atitam Brahma swarupameva. So, discovering Brahman as one's own Swarupam is in fact what? Being free from all the attributes of samsara, which is being the self of all. Sarvatma Bhavaha. See, this word Sarvatma Bhavaha is important. I wanted to make a note of it. What is Sarvatma Bhavaha? Sarvatma Bhavaha means having the status of being the self of all. Having the status of being a self of all. Anaitayum tanaha parpadu. Ellavattayum tanaha parpadu. Ellavattayum ore paramparulaha parpadu. Ellam ore paramparul endru parpadu. Seeing everything as the self. Seeing everything as the self. Or having the status of being the self of all is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. And what is Sarvatma Bhavaha? It is nothing but having the clear vision of the reality, which is free from all the attributes of samsara. Having the clear vision of Parambrahma reality, which is free from all some attributes of samsara, itself is having the status of being the self of all. Sarvatma bhavaha is nothing but sarva samsara dharma tita brahma swarupameva. Na anyat, it is not something else, nothing else. Iti yet pradarshanaya. In order for revealing this fact, this rik udahriyate, yesha rik udahriyate, this rig mantra is quoted for revealing this fact, for showing this fact that sarvatma bhava is nothing but the essential nature of reality being free from all the attributes of samsara. Sarvatma bhavaha is one thing. Second result is what? The third, Brahma vidya phalam cha Brahma vidaha yet paraprapti lakshanam uktam. So the benefit of knowledge being attainment of moksha paraprapti. Brahma vidya phalam is what? Paraprapti. Attainment of the absolute end in terms of moksha is the benefit of Brahma vidya phalam, benefit of knowledge of Brahman. And that benefit is for whom? Brahma vidaha. So Brahma vidaha, the knower of Brahman alone, has the benefit of result of knowledge in terms of moksha. Therefore, that is in order to show that also, that is also revealed here. What is that? Param is also revealed here. Revealed by the Rig Mantra. Then finally, pratyagatmataya ananya rupena vigneyatvaya. For recognizing Brahman as the self, as the non-different, as one's own self, non-different from oneself. For recognizing Brahman as the self, non-different from oneself. And that Brahman was generally mentioned in the first statement. This Rig Mantra explains that statement. So Avisheshena Ukta Vedanaha Vedanam Brahma, which was generally mentioned. So in order to explain that, the following Rig Mantra is quoted. It's also said here.
Swamini, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
In my book, it says, na anyat itte na anyadi etat pradarshanaya esher gudarhiyate.
Yeah. Esha rig. See, esha rig udarhiyate means esha rig. Rig. Becomes rig. Rig mantra udahriyate quoted.
Esha rig. How do you pronounce it? Esher guda gudariyate.
No. Esha, see what happened? I must have made sandhi. Esha rik. Sandhi, break it. Esha rik. See, in your book, maybe there's no breaking. It's not sandhi has to be break. Esha rik. Esherg. They would have given us esherg. No. Esha rik, this rik mantra udahriyate is quoted. It's a passive voice center. Kimartam, for what purpose? Etat pradarshanaya, for showing this rik mantra is quoted. For showing what? Sarvabhavaha, sarva samsara dharmatita brahma swarupameva nanyat iti et pradarshanaya. Okay, sar what is sarvatma bhavaha? To show that sarvatma bhavaha kaha. What is sarvatma bhavaha? சர்வ சம்சார தர்ம அதீத பிரம்மஸ்வரூபமேவ சர்வாத்ம பாவக. So having the status of being the self of all, or being the self of all, is nothing but being Brahman. What, which Brahman? Brahman which is free from all attributes of samsara. Sarva samsara dharma atitam, which is free from, which transcends all the attributes of samsara. That Brahman, being Brahman, being one's own self, is being Brahman. Being Brahman is being free from all the attributes of samsara. And being free from all the attributes of samsara as Brahman is being the self of all. For showing this, Rigmantra is quoted. Now, I had made small questions to make you answer. Sarvatma bhavaha kaha. If I ask the question, you write it. Sarvatma bhavaha sarva samsara dharma atita brahma swarupameva na anyat. Is one sentence. Okay, Rig Mantraha Kimartam Udahriyate. Kimartam Rig Mantraha Udahriyate. What is the purpose of presenting the quoting the Rig Mantraha? You have to say that Sarvatma Bhavaha Sarva Samsara Dharma Atita Brahma Swarupameva Nanyati Iti Yetat Pradarshanaya Yesharik Udahriyate. Is one reason it is given, last reason. Then second thing you have to say, Brahma Vidaha Yat Paraprapti Lakshanam Brahma Vidya Phalam Uktam Tat Sarvatma Bhavaha. Again you have to say, what is Sarvatma Bhavaha? You have to say Brahma Vidya Phalam. See, Paraprapti Lakshanam Brahma Vidya Phalam Brahma Vidaha Yat Phalam Uktam Tat Sarvatma Bhavaha. You have to say Brahma Vidya Phalam e Sarvatma Bhavaha. You have to read one more. Brahma Vidya Yaha Phalam Kim. Next sentence. Brahma Vidya Yaha Phalam Kim. Brahma Vidya Yaha Phalam. Brahma Vidya Phalam. Brahma Vidya Phalam is equal to Sarvatma Bhavaha. So being the self of all, having the status of being the self of all, is Brahma Vidya Phalam. Sarvatma Bhavaha Eva Brahma Vidyayaha Phalam. And Brahma Vidyayaha Phalam Kim Lakshanam Uktam Paraprapti Lakshanam. So benefit of the knowledge in terms of attainment of the absolute end is nothing but Sarvatma Bhavaha. So what is Paraprapti? Paraprapti ka. What is the attainment of absolute? Paraprapti is equal to attainment of absolute. Paraprapti ka. What is the absolute attainment of the absolute? I'm looking so small questions. Paraprapti ka. What is attainment of absolute? Paraprapti is equal to Sarvatma Bhavaha. Paraprapti kim? Brahma Vidyayaha Phalam. Brahma Vidyayaha Phalam Paraprapti. Paraprapti is Sarvatma Bhavaha. Sarvatma Bhavaha is Sarva Samsara Dharma Atita Brahma Swarupam. You have read so many things. Is it clear now? Are you tired of listening or okay?
Thank you, Swamini. No, it's fine, Swamini.
See, now you have to say it this way. Brahma Vidyayaha Phalam Paraprapti. And Paraprapti, nothing but Sarvatma Bhavaha. Sarvatma Bhavaha is nothing but Na Anyat. Samsara Sarva Samsara Dharma Atitam Brahma Swarupam is equal to Sarvatma Bhavaha. Okay. And who has this, all this? Kasya Asti Vidya Brahma Vidya Phalam. Sar, yeah, பரப்பிராப்திஹி சர்வாத்ம பாவஹா சர்வ சம்சார தர்மாதீத பிரம்ம ஸ்வரூபம் ஃபார் ஹூம் இட் இஸ் பிரம்ம விதக ஏவ அஸ்தி. ஒன்லி ஃபார் தி நோவர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். ஹூ கேன் ஹாவ் நாலெட்ஜ்? தி நோவர் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் அலோன் ஹாஸ் தி நாலெட்ஜ். ஒன்லி ஃபார் ஹிம் திஸ் பெனிஃபிட் இஸ் தேர். அப்சல்யூட் பெனிஃபிட் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் அப்சல்யூட் எண்ட் பரப்பிராப்தி இஸ் தேர். That absolute end is nothing but having the status of being the self of all. And having the status of being the self of all is nothing but being the Brahman. Remaining as oneself. Remaining is oneself. Remaining Brahman is nothing but being free from all the attributes of samsara. So, this is the benefit of jnanam. இதி ஏதத் பிரதார்ஷனாய. So the last whole sentence is what now? பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் யத் பரப்ராப்தி லக்ஷணம் உக்தம் தத் சர்வாத்ம பாவஹா சர்வ சம்சார தர்மாதீத பிரம்ம ஸ்வரூபமேவ நான்யத் இதி ஏதத் பிரதர்ஷனாய ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. The third benefit is it. The last sentence, பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் ச பலம் அஸ்தி. கீதம் பலம் அஸ்தி? பரப்பிராப்தி லட்சணம் பலம் அஸ்தி. பரப்பிராப்தி லட்சணம் பலம் கிம் அஸ்தி? சர்வாத்ம பாவஹ. சர்வாத்ம பாவஹ கிம்? பாவஹ கஹ? சர்வ சம்சார தர்மாதீத பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் ஏவ ந அன்யத் இதி பிரதர்ஷனாய ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? See, if at all you find it difficult, the difficulty is because when you are understanding, studying the Bhashyam directly without having gone through the Upanishad, the first Moola Grantha, the difficulty will be there. Okay? Otherwise, I can go faster, but for your sake, I am repeating all these things many times. This is the one benefit was made very clear last. And the first reason was said already. So, Brahma vidu apnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya anirdharita swarupa viseshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samartasya lakshanasya அபிதானேன ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய பிரம்மணா அபிதானேன பிரம்மணா அபிதானேன ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய அவிசேஷேனச்ச உக்த வேதனஸ்ய பிரம்மணா வக்ஷமான லக்ஷணஸ்ய விசேஷேன பிரத்யேகாத்மதயா அனன்ய ரூபேண விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. Until then one sentence. Can you believe? One long sentence. Brahma vidapnoti param ityanena vakyena vedyataya sutritasya brahmanaha. You can take the brahmanaha. Anirdharita swarupa viseshasya sarvataha vyavritta swarupa visesha samarpana samarthasya lakshanasya abhidhanena swarupa nirdharanaya ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. அவிசேஷேனச்ச உக்த வேதனஸ்ய பிரம்மணா பக்ஷ்யமான லக்ஷணஸ்ய விசேஷேன பிரத்யேகாத்மதயா அனன்ய ரூபேண விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. ஓகே, த்ரீ பர்பசஸ் ஆர் மென்ஷன். யூ ஹேவ் டு நோ வேர் யூ புட் அ ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப், வேர் டு டேக் இட் அஸ் அ ஃபர்ஸ்ட். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் ஷுட் பி லைக் டேக்கன் லைக் திஸ். பிரம்மவிதாப்னோதி பரம் இத்யனேன வாக்கியேன வேத்யதயா சூத்ரிதஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ அனிர்தாரித ஸ்வரூப விசேஷஸ்ய சர்வதஹ வியாவ்ருத்த ஸ்வரூப விசேஷ சமர்ப்பண சமர்த்தஸ்ய லக்ஷணஸ்ய அபிதானேன ஸ்வரூப நிர்தாரணாய ஏஷாரு உதாஹ்ரியதே. பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் ஒன். செகண்ட், அவிசேஷேன ச உக்தவேதனஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ வக்ஷ்யமான லக்ஷணஸ்ய விசேஷேன பிரத்யகாத்மதயா அனன்ய ரூபேன விஜ்ஞேயத்வாய ஏஷா ருக் உதாஹ்ரியதே. செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். தேர்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் பிரம்மவிதஹ பிரம்ம வித்யா பலம் யத் பரப்ராப்தி லக்ஷணம் உக்தம் தத் சர்வாத்ம பாவஹ சர்வ சம்சார தர்மாதீத பிரம்மஸ்வரூபமேவ ந அன்யதி இதி ஏதி பிரதர்ஷனாய ஏஷாரு உதாஹ்ரியதே. You can see four, three times that fourth case comes. Can you see that? You have to make three sentences like that. Yesha rik udahriyate. Kimartam had to say swarupa nirdharanaya vigyayatvaya pradarshanaya. Om shanti shanti shanti.